It's my birthday! Happy Masuja, folks. I hope you're enjoying this lovely, 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 lovely day. For us guys, some of us guys who are born today, this is a beautiful, brilliant day. Lakini, we've decided 2020 didn't happen. So let's normalize it not happening. So you're the exact same age you were last year. So for me, this is still sweet 16. I've been 16 for a couple of years, but who gives a shit? I mean, bruv, let's normalize being the same age. You know, I don't think anybody likes to ever get old or get older even by a second. So don't blame my ass. And with that, the way, I'm accepting M-Pesa, I'm accepting Cash App. You know, just drop your text, I'll send you my Cash App, nini nini. If you want Wave, if you want Venmo, if you want any of those things, I got you. I'm good with that. I'm good with money like that. So yeah. And I mean, today is interesting. I typically do not like to celebrate my birthday. I don't know why. Sometimes I just feel like past trauma has made it very uncelebratory worth or whatever that is, but I just don't do that. I don't do that. I don't know. I don't want to say I like to spend it by myself, but for the most part, I do. Sometimes my person goes like, "Yo, why don't you want to make it a big deal?" I'm like, "'Cause it's really not, like, bro." It's really not. It's just that it falls on a public holiday, and that's why it's a goddamn big deal. Otherwise, I would rather just go chini ya maji unnoticed. That would be brilliant. But I'm learning to accommodate because people vibe with me. People love me, so I can be closed off all the time. There's one time, this specific day, I just can't be selfish with myself. With every year that comes through, you do a quick appraisal, you know, a quick recap of everything. What you've done, what you've accomplished, nini, your friends, nini. Your family does the same. Even if we don't like to accept it and admit it sometimes, yes, they do that. They do that. I mean, they raised you. They probably feel like they've got shares in your life. And say, you know, they've got like a nice 50 by 100 somewhere just within you, which is really fucked up because thank you for changing my nappy when I was 3. Thanks. Imagine thanks, but it's not like I asked you for that. So you realize as you're getting older, all these people have so many expectations of you. And it's not just you aside. They want all. They can ask for money anytime they want, or they can ask for help anytime they want. But they fail to understand this point that everybody is going through some fuck shit. Kila mtu. I'm telling you, your brother, your mama, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, we are all going through shit. So when they pile all that pressure on you, it's just like, bro, I could stop. I could literally fucking slap the shit out of you. But I was raised better than that, you know? But you love them. You know they want nothing but the best for you, which is so much more than we can even ask for. We basically thrive on their prayers. We thrive on them wishing us well. Again, don't forget, as you're getting older, don't forget that there are people who will tell you they want the best for you, but they don't really want the best for you. Us guys, if you are around my age bracket, that is from 23 up or even, don't forget that there are people who will use you, who are seeing your potential, who want to just use you to their benefit. Do not forget. Don't be stupid. By the way, that's my motto. Don't be stupid. In fact, I'm going to name this episode as Don't Be Stupid. And I feel like everybody else should remember that. Kuna watu who will smile at you, who will act like, you know, everything is all cool and dandy, but nah, bruv, far from that. But it's the truth, it's the truth. It could be family, it could be friends, because some friends can be trifling, some family can be trifling, and other times, friends could be better off than family. They could come through for you more than your family has ever done. More than some of your family, at least. You know that saying of some friends become family? Imagine, I'm realizing that's so true. Because I can't call some of my family members to come through for me when I'm in a funk. I know I can't. Because I know I can't. That's just a fact. But I know I've got family that's not by blood, but by association, that will drop everything they've got to come help or to come through for me, which is beautiful. So I'm celebrating my 16th birthday, bitch. 16th birthday. Let me just repeat it. 16th birthday, because people don't understand. 16 is forever, man. I remember when I was 19, I always wanted to say I'm 21. Then when I got to 21, I was just like, hey, by the way, it's a must. I just needed to get into several clubs that I couldn't at OST. So, I mean, if you're in Chiromo, OST is your place. So, if you can't go to the club, maze. And then I had this tiny body. I had this small thing, you know. I was looking like a kid. So imagine my friends who are younger than me would get into the club and I couldn't. So I was like, yeah, I want to be like 24, you know. So I got a fake ID, which was reading 24 when I was like 20. But I needed to. No one was taking me seriously like that. Oh yeah, you're a kid. I'm like, bruv, these people are younger than me. What the fuck you mean? So a toast to being 16 for the rest of your life. A toast to being 21. A toast to being 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Whichever age you want to be. Be it and own it. In fact, love on it. Don't ever apologize for being the best you can be. And definitely you're going to fuck up. Oh, let me tell you, you're going to fuck up so hard. Sometimes you're going to be like, hey, MC, Connie, did I have the trauma like that? Like, I could just be chill. But if you're not chill, you're not chill. Uli trauma, ni sawa, ni life. Embrace that life. Embrace that situation. Embrace that era. Because at least you're not going to be 30 going through a midlife crisis, acting like you're 25 or acting like you're 23. Because that's trifling, because at that time, you're probably going to have like a kid or two or three. But you're acting, sijuihau, out of pocket. I call it acting out of pocket. Jeshimu, bro. And as always, do not be stupid. Do not be stupid. 2020 was stupid on us, but we cannot afford to be stupid with ourselves. No, penda sana. Thank you so much for all the love you've given me, all the love and support for my podcast. Kamakawa, by the way, M-Pesa is available, especially because it's my birthday. So if you wanna, hey, I've got means. Hey, if you wanna send some money, why not? No, apenda sana. And enjoy your mashujaa. Everyone listening to this, you are a mashujaa in one way or another. You are a shujaa. Yes. When is shujaa? Mm-hmm. So love on your people, love on yourself. Najiheshimu. Sindio? It's my birthday! Happy mashujaa, folks. I hope you're enjoying this lovely, 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 lovely day. For us guys, some of us guys who are born today, this is a beautiful, brilliant day. Lakini, we've decided 2020 didn't happen. So let's normalize it not happening. So you're the exact same age you were last year. So for me, this is still sweet 16. I've been 16 for a couple of years, but who gives a shit? I mean, bruv, let's normalize being the same age. You know, I don't think anybody likes to ever get old or get older, even by a second. So Don't blame my ass. And with that, by the way, I'm accepting M-Pesa, I'm accepting Cash App. You know, just drop your text, I'll send you my Cash App. Nini, if you want Wave, if you want Venmo, if you want any of those things, I got you. I'm good with that. I'm good with money like that. So, yeah. And I mean, today is interesting. I typically do not like to celebrate my birthday. I don't know why. Sometimes I just feel like past trauma has made it very uncelebratory or whatever that is. But I just don't do that. I don't do that. I don't know. I don't want to say I like to spend it by myself, but for the most part, I do. Sometimes my person goes like, "Yo, why don't you want to make it a big deal?" I'm like, "'Cause it's really not. Like, bro, it's really not. It's just that it falls on a public holiday, and that's why it's a goddamn big deal. Otherwise, I would rather just go chiniamaji unnoticed. That would be brilliant, but I'm learning to accommodate because people vibe with me. People love me, so I can be closed off all the time. There's one time, this specific day, I just can't be selfish with myself. With every year that comes through, you do a quick appraisal, you know, a quick recap of everything. What you've done, what you've accomplished, nini, your friends, nini. Your family does the same. Even if we don't like to accept it and admit it, sometimes, yes, they do that. They do that. I mean, they raised you. They probably feel like they've got shares in your life. And say, you know, they've got like a nice 50 by 100 somewhere just within you, which is really fucked up because thank you for changing my nappy when I was 3. Thanks. Imagine thanks. But it's not like I asked you for that. So you realize as you're getting older, all these people have so many expectations of you. And it's not just you aside. They want, oh, they can ask for money anytime they want. Oh, they can ask for help anytime they want. But they fail to understand this point that everybody is going through some fuck shit. Chillam too. I'm telling you. Your brother, your mama, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, we're all going through shit. So when they pile all that pressure on you, it's just like, bro, I could literally fucking slap the shit out of you. But I was raised better than that, you know? But you love them. You know they want nothing but the best for you, which is so much more than we can even ask for. We basically thrive on their prayers. We thrive on them wishing us well. Again, don't forget, as you're getting older, don't forget that there are people who will tell you they want the best for you, but they don't really want the best for you. Us guys, if you are around my age bracket, that is from 23 up or evo, don't forget that there are people who will use you. Who are seeing your potential, who want to just use you to their benefit. Do not forget, don't be stupid. By the way, that's my motto, don't be stupid. In fact, I'm going to name this episode as Don't Be Stupid. And I feel like everybody else should remember that. Kuna watu who will smile at you, who will act like, you know, everything is I all cool and dandy, but nah, bruv. Far from that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It could be family, it could be friends, because some friends can be trifling, some family can be trifling. And other times, friends could be better off than family. They could come through for you more than your family has ever done. More than some of your family, at least. You know that saying of some friends become family? Imagine I'm realizing that's so true. Because I can't call some of my family members to come through for me when I'm in a funk. I know I can't. Because I know I can't. That's just a fact. But I know I've got family that's not by blood, but by association, that will drop everything they've got to come help or to come through for me, which is beautiful. So I'm celebrating my 16th birthday, bitch. 16th birthday. Let me just repeat it. 16th birthday, because people don't understand. 16 is forever, man. I remember when I was 19, I always wanted to say I'm 21. Then when I got to 21, I was just like, hey, by the way, it's a must. I just needed to get into several clubs that I couldn't at OST. So, I mean, if you're in Shiromo, OST is your place. So, if you can't go to the club, maze. And then I had this tiny body. I had this small thing, you know, I was looking like a kid. So imagine my friends who are younger than me would get into the club and I couldn't. So I was like, yeah, I want to be like 24, you know. So I got a fake ID, which was reading 24 when I was like 20. But I needed to. No one was taking me seriously like that. Oh yeah, you're a kid. I'm like, bruv, these people are younger than me. What the fuck you mean? So a toast to being 16 for the rest of your life. A toast to being 21. A toast to being 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Whichever age you want to be. Be it and own it. In fact, love on it. Don't ever apologize for being the best you can be. And definitely you're going to fuck up. Oh, you're going to... Let me tell you, you're going to fuck up so hard. Sometimes you're going to be like, hey, MC, Connie, did I have the trauma like that? Like, I could just be chill. But if you're not chill, you're not chill. Uli trauma, ni sawa, ni life. Embrace that life. Embrace that situation. Embrace that era. Because at least you're not going to be 30 going through a midlife crisis acting like you're 25 or acting like you're 23. Because that's trifling, because at that time, you're probably going to have like a kid or two or three, but you're acting sijuihau, out of pocket. I call it acting out of pocket. Jeshimu, bro. And as always, do not be stupid. Do not be stupid. 2020 was stupid on us, but we cannot afford to be stupid with ourselves. No, penda sana. Thank you so much for all the love you've given me, all the love and support for my podcast. Kamakawa, by the way, M-Pesa is available, especially because it's my birthday. So if you wanna, hey, I've got means. Hey, if you wanna send some money, why not? No, napenda sana. And enjoy your mashujaa. Everyone listening to this, you are a mashujaa in one way or another. You are a shujaa. Yes. When is shujaa? Mm-hmm. So love on your people, love on yourself. Najiheshimu. Sindio?